God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I've had this happen more than one time, and I had a man some years ago. He argued with me about it. He said, well, I know I've got cancer. I said, how do you know it? He said, I just know it. He'd been to like five doctors and spent all kind of money, and every test came back clear and clean. He said, yeah, but I know I got it. I said, no, you don't know you got it. You believe you've got it. He's got no evidence that he has it, right? He's believing that he has it. And I warned him. I said, if you don't quit looking for it, you'll find it. Seeking, you'll find. You don't need to be seeking that. You need to be expecting healing. Well, he didn't listen to me. He ignored me. Went right on doing it. And eventually, I think it was a year or two later, but they found some. And he thought, you know, well, look there. I showed you. I told you. Not knowing, he's the one opened both doors and invited it in. But a woman not too long ago, same thing. I told her the same thing. I said, you know, if you don't quit looking for it, this certain thing, I said, you'll find it. She said, well, I'm through looking for it. She said, I'm healed. I said, yes, you are. You're healed. She'd already told me how God had heard her prayer, and through a certain kind of ministry, she was 80% better. I mean, the symptoms had already, and she's talking about, well, we got to find it. I said, no, we don't. No, we don't. We're healed. We believe we're healed. But we're just going to believe that, you know, believe you've received. Don't wait till you see everything and feel everything. Well, and the symptoms begin to fade away and fall away. She's doing good. Can you say amen? Let's keep reading here. We just got one verse so far. Verse 22, and he came to Bethsaida. They brought a blind man to him, and they besought him to touch him. Now, this lets us know they had faith, right? Several of these, I guess 10 of these 19 individual cases, it specifically said the people had faith. But a lot more than that, you can see their faith. In this case, somebody said, well, how do you know they had faith? Why would they bring the man to Jesus? Why would they beseech him to touch him, right? I mean, if you don't think anything's going to happen, It's not easy for a blind man to navigate and get around, and his buddies have got to help him. And, you know, sometimes there were big crowds and people had to push through the crowds and all this kind of stuff. You don't put forth an effort if you're not expecting anything to happen. Amen. That's why a lot of people are not in church here tonight. They don't see any use. Why? That's why a lot of people don't go to church ever at all. Why? And some people, where they grew up going to church, they didn't get much out of it. They were bored, and all that their parents did was watch the clock.
Come on, that's right. Amen.
Uh-huh. Only 10 more minutes to go. Help me, Jesus. Well, now, something's not right in a situation like that. If you don't enjoy a church, and I'm talking about you and me, if we don't enjoy a church, we're not doing it right. If we're enduring church, I got to go to church. No, you get to go.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I got to read my chapter.
Yeah.
No, you get to read your chapter.
Amen.
A lot of people died so we could have this book. You understand that?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Greatest of which is the Master himself.
Yes.
This is precious to us.
Amen.
I guess I ought to put in a little prayer. I mean, what I'm talking about, people doing their religious, well, Brother Keith, I'm sorry, but I just hadn't enjoyed it. Because you're not doing it correctly.
Yes. Yeah.
You're not doing it right.
Amen.
If we do church right, I'm talking about you and me, all of us, if we do it right, we're going to get something out of it.
Yes. Yeah.
We're going to be enriched. We're going to be fed. We're going to grow. Yes. Amen? We're going to come up.
Yes.
Every way, spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, in our marriage, in our kids, in our business, in our finances. Every way, we should be coming up.
Hallelujah.
But when you're coming up, you don't get tired of that.
Amen.
Do you? You don't get to the place where, I don't want to come up no more. So I'm not going to church no more. I don't want to come up no more. Nah, you do want to come up some more.
Amen.
Amen?
Yeah.
Stronger you get, better position you are to help other people.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
And prayer and reading your Bible, all of it. If we're doing it right, there will be growth and joy and enjoyment instead of endurance. You'll be enjoying it. It's kind of like marriage. How many of you are not supposed to be enduring your spouse?
Yeah.
Oh boy, I opened up a can of worms then, didn't I? You're supposed to be enjoying it. I said, well, I'm not. Well, y'all not doing it right. The marriage, you're not doing it right. Well, keep reading. Let's keep reading. We know they had faith. Someone said, who had faith? All of them. The guys that brought the blind man and the blind man. He wouldn't have come with them. He wouldn't have let them drag him around. Right? They wouldn't have made the effort. They must have believed that people were being healed in Jesus' ministry like they heard.
Yeah, right.
And they must have believed that that anointing was on him. Else why would they want him to touch him?
Amen.
See, we have an excerpt from Jesus' message. One of his messages that we have reason to believe he preached numerous places where he went. He'd stand up and read from the book of the prophet Isaiah and say, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me.
Yeah.
Amen. And he'd talk about what the anointing was there to do, to open the eyes of the blind and set the captives free and et cetera, et cetera. Then he'd say, today, right now, this scripture's coming to pass. Right here in this synagogue, right here out on this field. And that's why the people wanted to touch him. Because he kept telling them about the anointing. And faith comes by hearing. You hear about the anointing, you get faith in the anointing. Amen? And they obviously had heard about people being healed, had heard about Jesus being anointed. Else, why would they show up and start hollering, would you please touch our friend? Please. He's blind. Would you touch him? Jesus, we got somebody, I want you to touch him. Would you touch this man for us over here? Please. Won't take long. Would you come touch our friend?
Amen.
Why you want somebody to touch your friend? You say, I don't believe in all that hocus pocus, laying on the hands. What is that? You know, they think they got some kind of power. Well, then you don't travel to go to a meeting if you believe like that. And you don't want somebody to lay hands on you. And you ain't in any danger of receiving. Right? Because you don't believe it.
Amen.
I had a man meet me out in the parking lot one time at a meeting. I thought he was going to try to beat me up. Because I talked about from Corinthians how Jesus was made poor so that we might be made rich. And I kept talking about being rich. Made him so mad. He said, I don't believe in that. I said, you won't be bothered with it. What you want to mess with me for? I believe in it. You don't want it? God's not going to push it off on you. You don't want to be saved. You don't want to be filled with the Spirit. You don't want to be healed. You don't want to be prosperous. God's not going to shove it off on you. And we're not either.
Amen.
He looked at me startled like. I said, well, brother, if you don't want to believe it, that's all right. You'll just miss out. It's not a sin to be poor. It's just mighty inconvenient. Why be sick when you could be healed?
Amen.
Why be broke when you could be blessed? Huh? No. But people don't, not everybody agrees with that. Verse 23, they besought him to touch him, and he took the blind man by the hand. Don't you know the blind man is feeling better already?
Yeah.
And what's the first thing he did?
Led him out of the town.
Yeah.
Now, we studied this last week, didn't we?
Yeah.
Now, anytime you see something that keeps coming up, it must be a major point.
Yes.
Right? This is what he did with that deaf man last week that we studied about. Let him out of town. And we'll see it more than this time too. Now, look at the word town. Led him out of town. And then skip down to verse 26. He sent him to his house and he told him, don't go into the town. And don't tell it to any in the town. Mm-hmm. What was the problem?
The town.
The town. Huh? First thing he did is grab him by the hand and take him out of the town before he tried to minister to him to be healed.
Yeah.
Why? Now we have, you know, last week we talked about that in depth, that it was because of their unbelief. Even in Jesus' own hometown. Just back a few chapters in the 6th chapter of Mark. You remember that he stood up and told them, the Spirit of the Lord's on me because he's anointed me. And they said, who is this? This is Joseph and Mary's boy. We know him. Who's he standing up saying he's anointed? And they were offended at him. They didn't believe in him. They didn't receive what he said. They didn't receive the message. And the Bible said in Mark 6, 5 and 6, said he could there do no mighty work.
Come on.
Save he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. And it implies that it was weak and sickly, not too much wrong with them, just a few. And it says he marveled because of their unbelief.
Yeah.
And went round about teaching in their villages and their synagogues. Did unbelief hinder Jesus' ministry?
Yes.
If it hindered his ministry then, it would hinder it today. If it would hinder him ministering with the Spirit without measure, it'd sure hinder me or any other preacher. Huh? And notice, here we're not just talking about individual unbelief, we're talking about corporate unbelief. And he got him out of the town. How many believe Jesus could have just healed him anyway? Now, this is an important question. Somebody said, well, I just believe Jesus can do anything anytime he wants to. Well, why did he take him out of town? Why did he take the other man out of town? Why did it say he couldn't do any mighty works in his own hometown? It didn't say he decided not to. It said he couldn't.
That's right.
Go back and read it. Mark 6, 5 and 6. Why? Does it mean what it says?
Yeah.
Then could he have just done it anyway?
No.
You need to get this question answered. If you think, well, yeah, sure, he's Jesus. He could do anything he wants to. He said differently. He said, I do nothing of myself. Didn't he? He said, I only do what I see and hear my Father do. What I hear him say. He's not ministering as God. He's ministering as a man. Anointed with the Holy Ghost. And faith was a determining factor in whether people received or not. And if people didn't receive him and didn't believe what he said, then they didn't receive the benefits of that anointing. And that's the way it is today. I said, that's the way it is today.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Blind Man of Bethsaida, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R829. That's R829, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.